Well, here both the Taoiseach and Tánaiste have congratulated Donald Trump, saying they would work to make the deep and historical bonds between Ireland and the United States even stronger. The Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, joins us now from our Leinster House studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Why do you think Donald Trump had such a convincing victory?
Well, I think it's going to take time to analyse that, but clearly the economy and inflation was a significant issue in this election. Other issues in terms of immigration featured as well, but it seems to me that if you look at the differences in between the two candidates and people identifying strengths and weaknesses, the Democrats were weaker on the economy and immigration question. Republicans were stronger, and I think inflation does have an impact, and we've all gone through a fairly high inflationary period over the last 2.5 years, and I think that had an impact in terms of the outcome. And also, I think it's been a roller coaster of a campaign. I think, to be fair to Kamala Harris, came late into the campaign, so I think those are there'll be further analysis, but those clearly are key factors.
Given Mr. Trump's stated policy of bringing investment and bringing jobs back to America, do you believe that his election is bad news for Ireland?
Well, I think we have to be careful in terms of how we interpret all of this, because President-elect Donald Trump is not the first president-elect who has said they will endeavour to bring back American companies to the US. Indeed, previous Democrat presidents have said something similar. The realities of world economics, the realities of the need to be close to markets and to access markets is a factor here. And the bottom line is, American companies are global companies. They need presence in Europe. They need presence in Asia. Ireland has been a very effective headquarters and base for many pharmaceutical, biopharma, medical device and technology and financial companies for those companies, for the US, in terms of their reach into Europe and the EMEA region more generally. So we managed to, and had a good working relationship Ireland had with the Trump administration in 2016 to 2020. We will engage closely with this new administration. It's fair to say that there has been a more of a protectionist trend in American politics over the last 10 to 15 years. The IRA Act that was introduced by President Biden, for example, caused a lot of challenges with Europe. There was engagement on it, and the Trade and Technology Council between the US and the EU, it's vital that that continues. So I think there's a journey ahead here, and it remains to be seen how it all transpires. I think what's key for Ireland is we are an open trading economy. We depend on fair and free trade. Any move towards protectionism would not be good for Ireland.
All right, but just leaving that
aside.
That's
a more general point across the world.
Yeah, leaving aside the question of tariffs, because, as you say, he's promised to introduce tariffs on a whole range of imports. He has also pledged to cut corporation tax to 15%, meaning Ireland would lose its competitive advantage. That must concern you.
Well, again, many of the companies who are here are embedded here for the long haul, have very substantial investments. We did participate in the OECD framework. It still has to be seen as to whether the US will withdraw from that framework, essentially, or will not follow through on it. And that changes the global landscape in terms of tax frameworks, it would seem to me. But again, we will. See what will happen. We can't jump to conclusions too early, because tariffs they're a double-edged sword, and Europe, as a European economy, would have to respond. I believe that the President-elect Trump will have to work through that first in terms of developing their own policies in terms of what exactly they're going to do, because obviously their prime objective is to advance the US economy. But that this may not be the best way to advance the US economy.
In another sphere, he has threatened to abandon US military support for Ukraine. Do you expect him to follow through on that?
Again, I don't think it'll be that simple. I do believe he is keen. He has said he wants to ensure peace. From our perspective and from the European perspective, the key issue here is the territorial integrity of Ukraine, the sovereignty of Ukraine, and also European Union security and European security more generally, in that Putin cannot be emboldened in terms of his foreign policy. I mean, he invaded Ukraine.
Do you think
Ukraine.
There's a danger then that Donald Trump's actions might embolden Vladimir Putin?
I don't think so. I think the realities will set in quickly. We'll see how that relationship develops. It may be, you see, there's a number of factors at play here. This is a war that President Putin can't win either. We have to see how it unfolds. But more broadly speaking, the transatlantic relationship between the US and Europe is a vital one. And I think there will be a lot of efforts made to work on that relationship after the election of President Trump.
Just finally then, does his election make a ceasefire in the Middle East more or less likely?
It could go either way. He has a strong relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu. In a previous administration, he worked on the Abraham Accords. One of the challenges will be that he has not been sympathetic at all to Palestinian self-determination, which we believe strongly in, and the two-state solution. And the only way that there can be sustainable peace in the Middle East is through neighbours living in harmony together. And that means respect, parity of esteem for Palestinians, and a two-state solution, which the vast, vast majority of the European Union member states believe in. There is no basis for the continuation of the war in Lebanon or for the continuation of the terrible atrocities in Gaza or indeed in the West Bank. And they must stop. And we need a ceasefire. President Trump has said he wants peace. This could manifest itself in different approaches by President Trump to the Middle East. It remains to be seen, actually, in real terms, what will actually happen.
Micheál Martin-Tonnister, thank you for talking to us on the News at One.